Welcome back to The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Maiken Scott. Earlier on, we talked about e-cigarettes and efforts to understand their health impact. Now, this update on old-fashioned tobacco cigarettes. The FDA wants to use graphic photo labels on cigarette packs that highlight the dangers of smoking. They've been used in other countries for years. Picture rotting teeth, black lungs, cancer of the mouth, this kind of image. In the U.S., an attempt to get these images on cigarette packs was derailed in 2009 by industry complaints, saying there wasn't enough evidence to support their use. Since then, researchers have looked for more science on whether these images work or not. Some of this research is being done at the Annenberg Center for Public Policy, and I stopped by to talk to Associate Director Dan Romer.
It turns out that a lot of the research that had been done that supported their use was done in countries where they were just implemented, and then they follow to see what happened. And when they do that, there's often other things that go on, so like taxes go up and other media campaigns. So it's hard to know what the effect is. FDA is now being required to demonstrate much more carefully in experiments where we randomly assign people to different kinds of warning labels and find out what the effects are. They're going to really need to do that. And so that's started to happen, and we've been doing work on that. In particular, showing people warning smokers, warning labels while they're in a fMRI machine so we can see what's going on in their brains. And it turns out that we've found that these pictures that are more emotional, that illustrate the risks a lot more clearly, actually do influence smokers' brains in ways. They register in areas of the brain that suggest that people are remembering these images. And they also remember seeing them 20 minutes later. They can pick out the ones that they saw versus ones they didn't when they had these more emotional pictures. So we're starting to get evidence that these images are effective. Smokers also say they're less willing to smoke after seeing them. Certainly more effective than the warnings we have on the side of the pack today.
Describe perhaps one or two of the images that were used in the study.
Well, there are images showing diseased lungs. That's a particularly strong image. There's images showing people reacting to secondhand smoke. And, you know, they really bring home the idea that this is a harmful habit. And we're hoping that this will, when it eventually does come to pass, that this will remind smokers and encourage them that this is an unhealthy habit and it's time to get going on the quitting.
Is there any way to test whether or not these images will become wallpaper over time? They are shocking the first time, a little bit less shocking the second time, and so on. It wears off.
Yeah, so we've actually done a study where we've given smokers their own brand of cigarettes with these warning labels for a month. And we found that, yeah, there might be some wear off, but what actually does happen is they learn more about the hazards and they start thinking more about quitting. That's only a month, but it's a lot longer than a lot of other studies that have been done.
What might happen next as more evidence comes in on these labels?
Yeah. Well, the hope is that FDA will be able to show with studies like the ones we're doing, other people are doing studies, that these emotional pictures that they selected, or they might need new ones, but that these are more effective than just having text, and that we can justify to the courts that from a public health perspective, this is the appropriate way to warn people. You don't just want to have a few words on the side of the pack or even on the front of the pack that can be ignored. You want to have a picture that gets people's attention and illustrates the risks.
Dan Romer is the Associate Director of the Annenberg Center for Public Policy. I turned my camera on, I cut my fingers on the way.